As a political stage, the Olympics are like no other, but some messages work while others seem to miss their mark. The 1980 U.S. boycott of the Moscow Olympics because of the invasion of Afghanistan probably helped to embolden the Soviets and prevented U.S. athletes from making the case for freedom on the athletic field. In 1968, two American black athletes delivered a powerful message at the Mexico City Games, showing off a black power symbol of black glove and armband to protest racism in the U.S. They were banned from their team and sent home. Now Russia's Winter Games are embroiled in a global controversy over an anti-gay national law signed by Vladimir Putin that makes it a crime to talk about or be open about homosexuality in front of minors. Reacting to calls for a boycott last Friday, the president at his news conference said he opposed a boycott but welcomed athletes taking the message directly at the Russians on the ice and snow.
One of the things I'm really looking forward to is maybe some gay and lesbian athletes bringing home the gold or silver or bronze, which I think would go a long way in rejecting the kind of attitudes that we're seeing there. And if Russia doesn't have gay or lesbian athletes, then it'd probably make their team weaker.
Four-time Olympic gold medal diver Greg Louganis has lived this experience of being a gay athlete and being someone who believes athletes can make powerful political statements if politicians just get out of the way.
I was a part of the 1980 Olympic team, which was an Olympics that we boycotted. And so, I mean, we didn't have the opportunity to go over there and shine and make a statement. I was one of the team captains of that Olympic team. And what we wanted to do is send one person into the stadium during the opening and closing ceremonies, carrying the flag, and the rest of the athletes to, you know, stay in the village, you know, in show of our opposition of the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan. This is a similar situation. I mean, we have an opportunity to make this a teaching event. And I think that Johnny Weir and Blake Skirup, they're a walking propaganda. If they go to Russia and are able to compete, let them have that opportunity to show the world who they are. I mean, that's who we are as athletes. We train, we want our performances to speak for themselves so that we can have a greater voice.
Well, there's an irony here, you know, because when you were in 1980 on the Olympic team, you were not out as a gay man, in a sense.
Right.
And so you are, in a sense, in solidarity with the experience of what Russian athletes must be going through at this exact moment, not being able to say who they are and being torn as to whether to compete, be a part of this boycott, be a part of this entire international outrage. What are your thoughts about them at this point?
You know, it's so difficult. I think that it would be a travesty if we didn't go. When I was competing in diving, my friends and family knew about my sexual identity. They were aware. And also, I mean, I got a lot of flack. A lot of my competitors were, you know, let's take down the faggot. But I myself wanted my performance to speak for itself. And that's where I showed myself and proved myself, was on the board. That's what I knew. That's what I trained for. That's how I was able to really gain any type of voice, you know, was through, you know, my Olympic experience. I mean, I just wrote a post on Facebook, you know, that, you know, who would Greg Louganis be without his Olympic gold medals? I'd just be another person, a noise in the crowd. But given that, you know, that I had that opportunity and perseverance to kind of hang in there, you know, beyond two boycotts and still prove myself, that gives me a greater voice, greater visibility to potentially make a difference.
Well, the power of what you're saying there has been really carried forth in the discussion about what to do for the Olympics in Russia. TV presenter Stephen Fry in Britain is calling for the Games to be moved to another country, but he specifically called for athletes in the Games to make a statement up on the podium. Listen to what he had to say.
All athletes in the Games should find a symbol, whether during the performance of their piece or at the end of it, whether it's a slalom or whatever it is, and definitely on the medal podium, just to show solidarity just to take some of the sweetness of victory out of Putin's mouth.
I mean, he's suggesting on the order of the Black Power symbols of 1968 that got two American Olympic athletes in trouble. Now, let me play for you the reaction of the Russian lawmaker who's very much behind this anti-gay law in Russia, Vitaly Milonov, reacting to Fry.
Don't tell me this story. You know, it's a fairy tale. It's not true. And who is Stephen Fry? I know because he's a sick person, because he tried to commit a suicide, as far as I remember. And there's no hate atmosphere. The only reason to have this misunderstanding is sick activity of some LGBT public organization members.
To make this public, that Russian official suggests, is sick activity. Your response?
You know what? I did an interview. It was the most terrifying interview I've ever done in my life. And that person was on the other line being interviewed as well at the same time. And it's, you know, it's just reprehensible, you know, the thought and idealism that he's spouting. I agree with Stephen Fry. We need to stand in solidarity. And all of those who are our allies, to get the idea across. I mean, even if it's, you know, wearing a black armband and mourning for all of the LGBT children who are born in Russia every day, you know, to bring light to it. Yes, to be in the face of Putin to say that this is unacceptable.
Well, you know, in the Olympic movement, in the history of the very movement that you are such a spectacular part of, it can go either way. I mean, there's the Jesse Owens way, where he's a hero for confronting Hitler in 1936. Mm-hmm. But there's also the other way. Those two athletes who wore the black armbands in 1968 in Mexico were banned from the team, stripped of their Olympic medals.
Well, those Olympic medals were reinstated. Change is hard. Change is hard. And a lot of times, you know, we don't recognize value of certain people's actions until years later. And it takes strength. It takes courage.
Well, you've certainly generated some excitement about the Russian Olympics, that's for sure. Greg Louganis, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Greg Louganis is a four-time Olympic gold medalist for diving. He's the only male athlete to sweep the diving events in consecutive Olympic Games in 1984 in Los Angeles and 1988 in Seoul.